Hey guys, Reverend Jess here. If you enjoy this episode, please be sure to share it with a friend. That way we can continue growing the congregation of the Church Absurd. Looking to expand your playlist? Well, Fat Lulz Radio has got you covered. Lose your religion with Reverend Jess and Deacon Sam over on the Church Absurd. Hear nerd culture get dissected on the Fickle Fanboy with RPM. Get drunk at the round table with the designated drinkers. Hear solid and interesting interviews on Unseriously Serious. Do you want to get involved? Send your rant over to the League of Infuriated Nerds. Also, check out the Fat Lulz Radio Associated shows. Get your Not Safe for Work Talk Radio Fix on the Robin Slim Show. Get some life advice from Jerry and Cal on From to Bottom. All of these shows and more await you at Fat Lulz Radio. You can find us on SoundCloud, Facebook, Twitter, and various podcast apps, as well as our website, fatlulzradio.us, HTTP, not HTTPS. We hope you enjoy the smorgasbord of shows we have prepared for you. Fat Lulz Radio, stuff full of entertainment.
This is the real Lonnie King, and you're listening to the Church Absurd.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
You need to shut the fuck up.
You feel blame?
Smoke weed,
you mad? You feel like Wolf Bob Rabbanish? Get ready.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the sixth episode of the Church Absurd, the podcast single-handedly responsible for you losing your religion.
Yep.
I'm your host, Reverend Jess, joined by
Deacon Sam.
And we have a fantastic show planned for you tonight. I mean,
yes, we do.
It might be shit, though. Who knows?
It'll be better with altar boy Jonathan on his knees under the table. He will not be commenting tonight.
Yeah, his mic's off, and you know why, folks. No, but Sam, how was your week?
It has been good so far. Really glad we're getting a couple dry days. Hopefully going to have our cabin dropped out here in the next day or two.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Be great for those Amish. Would really get on it with the horse and wagon, hauling a cabin about 100-something miles.
Well, you know, there's just some days where the horse is not feeling it.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean?
And so they can't force
the horse. I don't even think
the
Amish can use guns if they got to, like, put a horse down. They probably have to use, like, a fucking hammer or something like that.
Dude, that's brutal.
Did you hear about a couple of years ago, there was a thing up in New York where the Amish up there, especially, you know, kids were tricking out the Amish carriages with, like, lights and sound speakers and shit. But there was a low-speed chase of an Amish boy in a carriage with police. Do you think they, instead of, like, shooting out the tires, they shoot out the horse's legs or something?
That's exactly what they did. Right, they just brought a guy with a huge butcher knife, and he just waited for them to ride past, and then he just...
And then they made glue out of the horse.
Exactly.
His waist not, want not.
Rest in peace, Jedediah. He was a good horse. Oh, shit. So, my week has been dreadful.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be even better when the first of the month comes.
That's exactly why it became dreadful. You know, we're recording on a different night than we're used to. Usually we record, you know, on a Wednesday night, and I spend all night editing the episode, and it's up on, you know, Thursday or Friday. But because of the scheduling, because my coworker who covers my shift when I don't work is completely inept and fucking clueless at his job, I have to change my schedule to work the first of the month. So yeah, it's
always fun.
Yeah, it's a downer. It's for sure. I come in, I see that schedule, and it immediately just suckers my mood.
Just why?
And essentially, I don't know why I became a horse, but you know. Exactly. Be careful, the Amish might put me down. Oh, shit. Well, you know, as always, let's get into the first segment of the night. And, you know, this is where I think it's time to talk about a cryptid. What do you think?
I think it's time to talk about some cryptids.
I believe beasts and blasphemous spirits.
And this is Unholy Beast and Blasphemous Theories, the segment where we look at cryptids or conspiracy theories. You know, shit that gets the mind moving. Alrighty, so today I think we should look at something that's not only a cryptid, but supposedly extraterrestrial in nature. Yeah.
Let's do it.
This is the story of the Flatwoods Monster. Okay. Took place in West Virginia. Right? It's also known as the Braxton County Monster or the Phantom of the Flatwoods.
It's an entity reported to have been sighted in the town of Flatwoods in Braxton County, West Virginia.
And it gives you erectile dysfunction.
Exactly.
Hence the name Flatwood.
Boo. Boo, dude. I mean, come on. That's just, that's fucking, you know.
Was that too easy?
That is beyond too easy, dude.
Oh, come on. I still went for it, though.
That's this territory, bud. Like, that's how sad that was.
But that's our territory.
Yeah, that's true.
You have that on there for a reason.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so this thing fucking happened in the 50s. So, you know, we'll transport you back to the 50s, you know.
When baseball was still segregated.
When everything was still pretty much segregated.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you know, if you're African American, I apologize. This is a bad time for you, and now you got a Flatwoods monster running around.
I know, man, it sucks.
Yeah.
Don't worry. It gets better, and then it gets worse, and then it just keeps getting worse for everybody.
Exactly. So September 12th, 1952, and stories of the creature are an example of a purported close encounter of the third kind. So
butt stuff.
I don't think that's the third kind.
Hey, butt stuff.
That's the 69th.
Extraterrestrials, you know, butt stuff's involved.
Yeah, but that's the 69th kind. All right, so various descriptions of the thing exist. Most describe it as being at least 7 feet tall, with a black body and a dark glowing face. Witnesses describe the creature's head as elongated, shaped like a sideways diamond. Now, I looked at this fucking thing. If anything, it looks like a shovel. Like, it's got, like, a shovel head.
Okay.
And it also is having non-human eyes. A large circular cowl appeared behind the head. The creature's body was described as inhumanly shaped and clad in a dark pleated skirt-like exoskeleton, later described as a shadow.
Oh, my God. So scary.
Some accounts record that the creature appeared to have no visible arms due to its incredible speed, while others reported long, stringy arms protruding from the front of its body.
They were actually just very long, flapping penises.
There you go. He's just fucking, he's double-fisting it, folks. you're fucking throwing me off, dude.
Hey, keep your game face on.
The creature is also referred to as the Lizard Monster on the March 10th, 2010 episode of Monster Quest. Can people stop acting like Monster Quest is like a reliable source?
Yeah,
everything in that show, like,
is
every time,
fake.
Yeah, it's all a fake. Fucking CGI, dude. Some witnesses reported seeing a large pulsating red ball of light that hovered above or rested on the ground.
Maybe they were staring at my dick.
Yeah, ufologists believe that it may have been a powered craft that the entity had piloted.
Let's go back to that ufologist.
Yeah, it's people who study UFOs.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
It just sounded funny.
Yeah, unidentified flying object-ologist. Ufologist.
Fair enough.
Yeah, exactly. Right, so the chronology, right? At 7:15 p.m. on September 12th, 1952, two bros, not like bros, but actual like family relations, Edward and Fred May.
We're having family relations.
Well, it is West Virginia.
Yeah.
And their friend Tommy Heyer, that poor kid, he had to watch it. ages 13, 12, and 10, respectively. Okay, because kids never make things up.
No, they don't.
You know, when you know, my 3-year-old nephew tells me, oh, yeah, I saw, you know, I talked to a walnut today. Yeah, I believe
like,
it.
Oh, yeah, you totally did. Now, granted, I did have an experience in Tulsa, Oklahoma with some children. Just giving a second to let that one sink in. Yep. It was New Year's Eve. There was a it was New Year's Eve. I had gone out there with my dad to visit some family. Of course, I was the only one that was under the age of 21 besides these kids.
Naturally,
none of my other cousins decided to show up because they knew they'd get all these kids pawned off them, which happened to me. I tried to go inside for a few moments of peace. One of them ran in, Sam, you gotta come see this. I don't fucking care, you little 5-year-old, get away from me. No, you have to come see this. Go outside. They're like, look up. Way up there. Mm-hmm. Way up there. See a light. Zigzagging pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And this is true. I had not been drinking, smoking, anything. You know, completely sober. These little kids went out zigzagging way up there. I'm like, oh, okay. I watch it for a minute. Then I go inside. Get all the adults. You know, the people, the 40, 50-year-old people.
Come fucking look at this, because no one's going to believe these kids.
No one's going to believe these kids or me. I just... That was like a week out. a month or two after I'd been kicked out of college. They still weren't believing shit I said.
Exactly.
But
yeah, I'm sure that the instructor was a real dick. Yeah, I'm sure.
But I go get them. I'm just like, what's that? Because at first when I told them, I was like, all right, dude, stop. I was like, no, get outside now. Pointed up, said, what's that? They all looked at it. They're like, oh, I don't know. And I was like, okay.
The Russians.
It's the fucking Russians. Red Dawn, Wolverines. But after a few minutes, they're just like, all right, we're drinking and tired of watching this. And they just kind of forgot about it. Yeah, but naturally. I shit you not, 10 minutes later, unmuffled military helicopters. This thing left. military helicopters went fucking flying in that direction. Oh, obviously they were flying because they were fucking helicopters, but I mean, just
they were driving.
They were fucking booking it across the sky in the direction that it went off in.
So, we've never covered this on the show, Sam. Are you a believer in extraterrestrial life?
Just like with religion, I am open to the thought. But without hard proof and with the way that humankind treats it and generally distorts it to their own views, I don't believe shit that comes out of other people's mouth. I believe shit that I see.
Okay, so basically what you're saying is you won't believe in aliens until...
Until I get probed in the ass. I was going to say,
until you're on an examination
until
table.
One's hit my, until one's milking my prostate, no, I will not.
I mean, it feels pretty good.
It felt natural.
That's the word. That, can you imagine, though, like how much of a nightmare that would be like being probed? Like, I mean, like, when I was really young, I had...
this uncle.
No. I had really bad, like, constipation at one point because I ate a lot of cheese.
Fair enough.
And fucking, like, I was blocked up, like, really blocked up. And I got taken to the doctor, and naturally what makes sense is for, you know, him to...
Finger your ass.
Essentially, to figure out if everything's all right. And when that happened, it... Like, I was in pain, you know what I mean?
Oh, I've been there, trust me.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like it fucking hurts. So I can imagine what a fucking metal tool.
Ugh.
Not to mention, like, it's not just regular metal, it's like space age metal, so you know that shit's rough.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
So there's a time where I was in Bowling Green, my mom texted me, and I'd just gotten done just ripping the shit out of my bong.
Right.
Just really, really stoned. Yeah. Like, why don't you come over and hang out? I was like, no, I'm okay. I made biscuits and gravy. I'll be right over there for those biscuits and gravy.
Right.
I ate 9 biscuits just slathered in gravy, like an obscene amount of gravy.
Yeah.
I got sexual with it. But,
Oh, shit.
I had to call out from work the next 3 days. I was in a massive amount of pain. I was popping sleeping pills like they were fucking candy. I was drinking liquor, smoking whatever I, you know, like whatever pot I could get my hands on, just trying to sleep even. And I was unable to.
Yeah.
It was insanely painful. And I named it Joffrey. I could feel it moving its way through my intestines. Yeah. No, just a large mass of biscuits and gravy.
Right.
Thankfully, it did not all pass at once, because that would have probably hospitalized me.
There's a good chance, man. Fuck. You know? But meanwhile, it's just like looking at your fucking insides and just going like fucking...
Yeah. Now, if I had passed that all at once, you could probably like throw a baseball in there and have some clearance all around it.
That's fucking disturbing. Shit.
Have that image.
Yeah.
Have it. It's yours. Oh, fall asleep to that.
All right. So back to this story here. These kids, right? They witness a bright light, bright object cross the sky and come into rest on land belonging to local farmer G. Bailey Fisher. Upon witnessing the object, the boys went to the home of the May brothers' mother, Kathleen May, where they told the story of having seen a UFO crash land in the hills. From there, Mrs. May, accompanied by 3 boys, local children Neil Nunley and Ronnie Shaver, and 17-year-old West Virginia National Guardsman Eugene Lemon, traveled to the Fisher farm in an effort to locate whatever it was the boys had seen. So Lemon's dog ran ahead of sight, suddenly began barking, and moments later it ran back to the group with its tail between its legs. After traveling about 0.25 miles, the group reached the top of a hill where they reportedly saw a large pulsating ball of fire about 50 feet to their right. They also detected a pungent mist that made their eyes and noses burn. Lemon then noticed two small lights over to the left of the object underneath a nearby oak tree and directed his flashlight towards them, revealing the creature, which May reported as bounding towards them. Other sources described it as emitting a shrill hissing noise before gliding towards them, changing direction, and then heading off towards the red light. At this point, the group fled in panic. Well, fucking naturally.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, no one's gonna experience that and just be like, oh, let's hang around.
Yeah, I want to see how this one plays out.
Right. So, upon returning home, Mrs. May contacted local Sheriff Robert Carr and Mr. A. Lee Stewart, co-owner of the Braxton Democrat, a local newspaper. Stewart conducted a number of interviews and returned to the site with Lemon later that night, where he reported that there was a sickening, burnt, metallic odor still prevailing. He just cut a fart. That's what that was.
Someone just fucking barn burner.
Right, exactly. Sheriff Carr and his deputy, Burnell Long, searched the area separately, but reported finding no trace of the encounter other than the smell. Early the next morning, Stewart visited the site of the encounter for a second time and discovered two elongated tracks in the mud, as well as traces of a thick black liquid. He immediately reported them as being possible signs of a saucer landing, because he's an expert.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I read a story about it once. I know what I'm talking about.
Yep. Have y'all read any stories? Nope. Then I am the leading ufologist amongst us.
Right, exactly. He immediately reported them being signs of a saucer landing based on the premise that the area had not been subjected to vehicle traffic for at least a year. Later revealed that the tracks were likely to have been those of a 1942 Chevrolet pickup truck driven by the local Max Lockard, who had gone up to the site to look for the creature some hours prior to Stewart's discovery. So basically what happens is this dude finds these tracks and this thick black liquid. He's like, saucer. Meanwhile, he's like, there's like this dude's like, I gotta fix that oil leak in my truck.
Yep.
After the event, Mr. William and Donna Smith, investigators associated with Civilian Saucer Investigations, the CSI, obtained a number of accounts from witnesses who claimed to have experienced a similar or related phenomenon. These accounts included the story of a mother and her 21-year-old daughter who claimed to have encountered a creature with the same appearance and odor a week prior to the September 12th incident, and the encounter reportedly affected the daughter so badly that she was confined to the Clarksburg Hospital for 3 weeks. They also gathered a statement from the mother of Jean Lemon, in which she said that as the approximate time of the crash, her house had been violently shaking and her radio had cut out for 45 minutes. A report from the director of the local Board of Education, in which she claims to have seen a flying saucer taking off at 6:30 a.m. on September 13th. So basically, like, it's one of these... I don't know, it kind of reminds me of, like, the Tom Hanks movie, The Burbs.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, one dude suspects something and everybody gets involved with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, it could be a groupthink type of thing, you know what I mean? Where it's just like, you know what, now that you mention it in full detail, I remember seeing something, you know what I mean? Because, like, that does happen. But, like, regardless, it's just fucking strange. Right? Now, apparently, when you see this thing, you get sick. It says here, after encountering the creature, several members of the September 12th group reported suffering from similar symptoms, which persisted for some time, which they attributed to having been exposed to the mist emitted by the creature, including irritation of the nose and swelling of the throat, suffered from vomiting and convulsions throughout the night, and had difficulties with his throat for several weeks, the Eugene Lemon kid.
And they couldn't fuck for a while.
Right, their dick just fell off.
Yeah.
Fell off and they had to grow one back, because that's how it works.
In West Virginia, yeah.
Exactly, you know, because there's just so many years of inbreeding that it's
a defense mechanism for them, like a lizard or something like that, or exactly. A skink where it can just, like, drop off part of its tail and grow back later.
There we go, bud. That's what the Flatwoods Monster was. It's just an incest baby.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
It's an incest lizard baby.
You ever see fucking Wrong Turn? You know what I mean? Like, that's exactly what it is. A doctor who had treated several of the witnesses reported to have described their symptoms as being similar to the victims of mustard gas.
Interesting.
Yeah, so Joe Dirt did not save them in time. Though such symptoms are commonly found in the sufferers of hysteria, which can be brought on by exposure to a traumatic or shocking event. And, you know, this is the 50s. Mental health science is not good.
No.
You know what I mean? Like we said on the episode with Liz, episode 3, if you want to go back and listen to it. mental health back then was basically just, you know, digging a hole in your brain and then putting you in a corner for a year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So naturally, who knows what the fuck happened to these kids, you know? And I'm not immediately saying, like, the person they saw out there was someone playing a prank or something like that. But regardless, if it was someone out there fucking playing a prank, good job.
Yeah,
you got him. You got him, man.
Got him.
Got him. Fucking
killing it.
There's another fucking soundbite I need to get. Just the fucking D's nuts kid.
D's nuts.
Right. All right, so conventional explanations. After examining the case 48 years after the event, Joe Nickel of the Paranormal Investigation Group committed for skeptical inquiry, CSI. How much do you think that these people fucking, like, flaunt those letters?
Oh, yeah, I bet they did.
They probably get themselves blue jackets with you know, yellow letters that say CSI and shit like that. Tell it to all the women they hit on. They're just like, yeah, I'm in the CSI. And meanwhile, she's just like, you are, really? And he's like, yeah, the CSI, I do plenty of work for the CSI. And she's like, really? And he's like, yeah. And then it's revealed that he's talking about fucking aliens.
Yeah.
And she's like,
oh,
and she's like, I gotta go. Hold on, I'm getting a phone call. Hello? Oh my God, I'll be right over.
Yeah, I'll be right there, Mom. You're dying? Oh, wow. I should probably go there.
Right, exactly. They were then known as CSI COP, the CSI cop. I'm not saying that impersonating an officer is going around here, but you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you could be like, yeah, I'm a CSI cop.
They probably made little badges.
I guarantee they did. Concluded in 2000 that the bright light in the sky reported by the witness on September 12th was most likely a meteor, and that the pulsating red light was likely an aircraft navigation hazard beacon, and that the creature... Dude, they're just, like, trying to, like, shit on everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And keep in mind, like, Committee for Skeptical Inquiry, like, they're just... To be a skeptic, you don't have to, like, completely shit on everything they believe in.
Yeah.
You're supposed to, like, when you're a skeptic, you're supposed to play, like, devil's advocate. You know what I mean? Where it's just, like, you entertain that it might be real, it might not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, even field.
Exactly. And not only that, but the creature described by witnesses closely resembled an owl.
Yeah, the owls out where I live make some weird fucking noises.
Yeah, but I've never seen a 7-foot owl.
You've never been to West Virginia, clearly.
Incest owls.
Incest owls.
That might be the name of the episode. I don't know.
It probably should be the name of the episode.
Right. So Nickel claimed that the latter of the two, which were distorted by the heightened state of anxiety felt by the witnesses after... Okay, here's the thing. Even when I'm stressed out... I don't look at an ant and think that it's the size of a little person. You know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't.
God, that would be fucking scary.
Oh, God, it would be.
I'd be like, oh, wait, no shit. That's Fallout games.
Well, dude, have you ever seen fucking Ant-Man?
No.
Yeah, fucking Ant-Man. The Super Grow Ray, whatever.
Oh, is that the Paul Rudd one? I never watched it, but he's in, like, one of the Avengers.
Yeah, it's his standalone movie. I actually have it if you want to borrow it.
Oh, shit, yeah, I just might.
Yeah, but there's one point where, like, this ant gets fucking, like, hit with a Grow Ray, and that Grow Ray, like, makes him the size of, like, a dog.
No,
like,
fuck that.
Like a Great Dane. And like, you know, they keep it as a pet afterwards and shit like that.
I shot that thing immediately.
Right, just put it out of its misery. It starts speaking English to you like, kill me. Oh, shit.
Like a lot of the incest babies in West Virginia.
Right. They have to be. God, those poor... You know, don't fuck your family. Can I just say that?
Don't fuck your family. Okay. Just don't.
Yeah, I mean, like...
We live in Kentucky and we're saying that.
If you have feelings to fuck your family, just watch cringy, taboo, incest porn on Pornhub.
Just go on 4chan. You'll find a thread.
No, just on Pornhub, because it's like invading Pornhub at this point. You can't scroll down the latest videos without seeing, like, stepmom seduced by son. You know what I mean? Shit like that.
I mean, stepmom's different. Like, don't fuck your sister.
But regardless, you'll see that shit. Brother and sister.
Yeah.
Play video games and fuck. You know what I mean? Like... It's just ridiculous, man. Like, I fucking hate, like, the outpour. Because, like, the worst part, right? The worst part is when you're, like, 5 minutes deep into a video and it's, like, just, it's not, like, edited properly. So it's, like, just, you're just looking at the fucking bone and shit. And then randomly she's just like, oh, son. Or, oh, fuck me, big brother. And you're just like, oh, God. No. And you're just fucking instant boner killer. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But either way, right? Back to this. The night of the September 12th sighting, a meteor had been observed across three states, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia, and mistakenly reported as a flaming aircraft crashing into the side of a hill at Elk River, approximately 11 miles southwest of the location of the Flatwood sighting. Three flashing red aircraft beacons were also visible from the area of the sightings, possibly accounting for the pulsating red light seen by witnesses and for the red tint on the face of the creature. So
if there was an aircraft that that crashed, did they fucking find one?
Apparently they did.
Yeah.
But either way, I don't know. Nickel concluded that the shape, movement, and sounds reported by witnesses were also consistent with the silhouette, flight pattern, and call of a startled barn owl perched on a tree limb, leading researchers to conclude that foliage beneath the owl may have created the illusion of the lower proportions of the creature, described as being a pleated green skirt. Researchers also concluded that the witnesses' inability to agree on whether the creature had arms, combined with Kathleen May's report of it having small claw-like hands, which extended in front of it, also matched the description of a barn owl with its talons gripping a tree branch.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to determine for sure. But either way, I mean, you know, I like to think that there are extraterrestrials out there.
But until they probe my ass,
I mean,
they ain't shit.
I mean, that's maybe how you feel. Okay, we were living with our step-parents for a long time.
Yeah.
Well, not step-parents. In-laws.
In-laws, yeah.
Yeah, we were living with our in-laws for a long time, and they're up in the fucking Calaboose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, like, it's fucking empty. You know what I mean? It's just fucking miles and miles of cow pasture and shit like that. And because there's, like, only, like, one street light every 10 miles, you see some shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You fucking see some shit in the sky. And, like, there would be various situations where I would be outside smoking and I would see something just, like, hovering strangely. You know what I mean? Just above the neighbor's house. Because, like, you could still see the neighbor's house.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, it would just fly in a not normal way, I guess would be the best way to describe it. And, like, it would fucking, like, creep down really quick, come back up. And it was almost like it was literally, like, tracing the outline of my neighbor's house. You know what I mean? Like it would be to, like, where you could probably see it out the window.
Yeah.
And then it would go up around the roof. You know what I mean? Shit like that. And, like, I'm not stupid. I know nowadays there's a fucking drone that, you know, you can fucking fly around that has lights on it. That,
yeah,
would
buy one for, like, $20.
Well, not 20, maybe 100.
No, but small ones you can get cheap.
Well, that's true. But, like, what I'm saying is, like, fucking, like, this was not a fucking small one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this was literally, like, it had to have been the size, like, if it was a drone, it would be the size of, like, a Phantom. Like a Phantom 4 or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, those white ones that all the fucking fancy YouTubers have.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, basically, like, I don't know. I mean, the dude who we lived down the street from was fantastically fucking rich. But I'm willing to bet, like, this dude didn't even have, like, a password on his Wi-Fi. So, I can only imagine what he fucking, like, how he would be able to, like, fucking afford and pilot a drone every night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong, he could totally pay for it, but I don't think he would be able to use it. I mean, he had to call us over at one point to, like, help him, like, hook up something. Like, I think it was, like, a fucking, like, Roku box
or
something.
Was he old?
Oh, yeah, he's old as shit. Yeah. And he's got a son living with him, but regardless. So, I mean, I don't know. You know, it's hard to say. So what do you think, folks? Do you think the Flatwoods Monster is an extraterrestrial or a barn owl that's surrounded by some branches? Let us know in the comments below.
Yes, please do.
Yeah, because we want to get your thoughts, people.
Yeah, we want to hear what's going on in your mind.
Well, see, the problem is you're not commenting, and we don't know who to respond to. It was the weekly Dr. Phil final thought for segments. Oh, shit. All right, we are going to be right back on the Church Absurd, but before we go, Sam, what were you about to say? You're about to say something?
Vagina boob.
Okay. And we're going to be right back on the Church Absurd. This here, Falsco asked us to put together a PSA. So basically, you know...
We really need y'all to pay attention on this one. This is it'll hit home.
Yeah, and it'll save your life, in all honesty. Or, you know...
And some others.
Yeah, who knows. But we'll be right back on the Church Absurd.
Hello. I'm Reverend Jess from the Church Absurd. You know, the first of the month is a very tough time for everyone. And I'm not talking about the people who receive their government assistance. I'm talking about gas station workers. I'm talking about grocery store clerks. And I'm talking about bank tellers. Once a month, we have a hell descended upon us, provided by the U.S. government and a battalion of meth heads who refuse to get a job. So this is a message to all those meth heads out there. I know times are tough, and I know you're struggling with your addiction. But there is an option. Maybe don't come down to our gas station at 1 o'clock in the morning to get your drug money. Maybe don't take out your entire government check at one time so you can spend it all on drugs. And maybe, just maybe, you'll have some money so you won't be handing me a sock full of quarters by the 7th. But there is an even better option. Remember, if you're struggling, and I do mean struggling, and you're a meth head, and you receive a check at the beginning of the month, suicide is always an option. The more you know.
Welcome back to the Church Absurd. As we said, a very serious PSA.
Very serious. We do hope everyone pays attention. Meth heads, really fucking pay attention.
Yeah, and if you know any meth heads, just give that a send.
Just give them that thought. Yeah, you know, tell them you don't gotta go buy a gun or anything. You know, just grab some rope. You know, if you got a belt and a sturdy doorknob, exactly. Just lay on down and let yourself slip into sweet nothingness as you just drift away in that huge rush of the chemicals in your brain, giving you that blissful afterlife, which seems to last an eternity, but it's probably just like the last 30 to 60 seconds of your brain activity before it all just goes blank, like an old TV shutting off, just centering in slowly and slowly. Until there's nothing, because there is no afterlife, because there is no God.
That was beautiful. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you.
I think you should just send that to everyone. I kind of wish that was like the final thought on like a fucking like intervention episode. You know what I mean? It was just like, it seems he's returned to his old ways and everything like that, and then you just hear that. That'd be fucking incredible. Oh, shit. Alrighty, I think it's time to go into everyone's favorite segment.
Everyone's favorite segment.
That's fucked up, man.
That's right, folks. It's time for Wow, That's Fucked Up. This is where we look at fucked up shit and make fun of it.
Fuck yes.
So basically, yeah, this is probably the favorite segment of many people.
It's my favorite segment. What do we have on the agenda for tonight?
Well, first I want to take a look at a 911 call.
Oh, absolutely. You know, this should be good.
Exactly. This is a rough one, folks. This is the story of an old woman named Ruth, and she gave 911 a call, and 911 fucking failed her.
Oh, yeah. Poor Ruth.
And it doesn't take long, so let's take a listen, folks.
Service. What's the problem, ma'am? Oh, well, there's some guy been taking the place out.
Oh.
Well, he went in the back. I have an apartment in the back, and he said he was looking for a guy, and he comes to my door, said he's looking for an apartment. So I live alone, and I'm an old lady.
Mm-hmm. Where is he now, ma'am?
I have no idea.
The phone cut out there.
And the Emmy goes to Ruth.
Right? So, yeah, basically there was a guy creeping around her house, and at that point, he broke in, and he fucking killed her.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
She should have called 911 a little earlier.
Well, that's the thing. She wasn't expecting it. Like, she had literally... It was literally within the span of, like, 2 minutes.
Damn.
Like, 2 minutes, he knocks on the door. He's like, oh, I'm looking for this apartment. I'm looking for my buddy. And she's like, oh, I don't know. It's not this apartment. And within, like... That's when she called 911 because she was like, the guy's kind of sketchy. And, yeah.
He broke in and killed her.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's
rough.
It's fucking terrifying.
Like, all right.
When she starts screaming, you get the fucking chills, man.
Yeah, no, that was some blood-curdling screaming. I thought she was just trying to scare the guy away. Then you're just like, oh, yeah, he fucking killed her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, so, that's fucked up.
Yeah, indeed. That's why we call it this segment.
Yeah.
All right, so that's a nice little palate teaser.
Yeah, no, that's a... Drink a little L8 as a palate cleanse after that.
Right? I don't fucking blame you. All right, so the next thing we're going to be looking at here is a gentleman by the name of the Night Stalker, right?
Oh, yeah.
Not Richard Ramirez, though. There was two Night Stalkers, okay? This one basically was before Richard Ramirez's time. And this guy, he was called, you know, in the papers, he was just called the East Area Rapist.
Lame.
He would call his victims and leave messages on their, he would leave messages basically on their fucking answering machine and shit.
Oh, okay. And
this is one such answering machine message.
Oh, fun. I'm a good person.
Right.
I'm doing my civic duty. Jinx, you owe me a fucking Coke.
Yeah. But, yeah. Can you imagine? Right. Can you imagine coming home to that?
It's pretty ballsy of him, honestly.
Right, exactly. Well, I mean, this is the fucking 80s. So this motherfucker.
They weren't really tracing the phone calls or anything.
Exactly. And not to mention that there's no fucking, like, caller ID or anything like that. Yeah, so
that'd be pretty interesting. Come home to start playing your messages, trying to unwind, grab a beer, take your shoes off, and all of a sudden, I'm gonna kill you. It's like, all right, I'll make the night interesting.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
I mean, if you say so. I mean, I kind of have things to do though.
Yeah, I got shit to do. I was honestly just got this new porno.
Right.
I was gonna try to masturbate my whole way through it, but I was probably wasn't even gonna make it through the first scene.
I don't think anybody's ever done that. You know what I mean? Like, anybody's ever watched a full porno and been able.
It's a mission.
Oh yeah, I can imagine.
It's a mission. I've done it before,
especially one of those like 4-hour compilation DVDs.
Oh god damn,
dude! Like your hand would fall asleep.
the key is just slow, continuous movement.
Right. But like, can you imagine? Like, you're edging for 4 fucking hours, and it's just like it blows a hole through your door. You know what I mean?
Doof, doof, doof. You ever see Hancock?
Yeah.
Doof, doof.
Yeah. Oh shit, Sam! You ever go grave robbing?
No, I have not. I've hung out in a lot of graveyards. Yeah. No, never actually robbed him. Usually just smoked weed or drank at him.
Well, you know, it's a trying process.
I'd say, you know, especially just the process of digging the grave up. That's the biggest pain right there.
Indeed, indeed. So a gentleman was kind enough in the 90s, because of course it was the fucking 90s.
Yeah.
This edgy little bastard decided that he was going to put together a little instructional video in which he tells you how to properly rob a grave.
I mean, that's what we've honestly needed, especially in the 90s. We needed that instructional video.
Right, and we're just going to listen to a small snippet of it. Basically... The reason being is because the fucking full-on video is 26 minutes long, so...
Yeah, we're not going to do that to you, even though you're you're listening to us for God knows how long.
Right now, I'd say they're about 35 minutes in, give or take.
All right, and take the gun out of your mouth and listen to this.
And thank you for listening. We love you. Oh, shit. So basically, like, yeah, this fucking dude, in this video, he's holding a real-life human skull, which he stole from a grave. It's got decompositions on it and shit like that. And he's just explaining various things on the process of grave robbing for the idea of stealing the body parts to sell to people.
Fair enough.
Yeah, and it's not like you're just fucking stealing wedding rings or anything like that. You know what I mean?
Selling useless body parts to people.
Right? What am I going to do? What am I, some edgy goth kid? You know what I mean? Alrighty, so let's take a listen to this, because this is something else.
A mustache should bring that, definitely, alright? This person had a mustache when they died. Then you bring it, it's usually around here, or sometimes you might find it around the jaw, it might be left there. Okay, so when you bring out the jaw, so I'll show you later, in the real, coffin itself. It's hard to find, okay, and it's very, so you could lose it real fast, all right? So when you find it, okay, the jaw is usually like that. I'm around this shape, okay? It's like that, okay. So when the body decomposes, it's like long like that, okay? It all rots out in a flat line almost, so you can't see it, okay? See the top usually has teeth, but the bottom is sometimes hard to find.
Let me just state, points off. For no public speaking skills whatsoever.
Yeah, no, seriously.
Lots of ands and ums.
Yeah, a little stuttering and ballsy enough to show his fucking face.
Right? And not to mention that, like, he's got blood all over his knuckles. His fucking face has bruises on it. So I'm willing to bet, like, a fucking groundskeeper to beat the shit out of him when he's trying to do this shit.
Yeah, but he's still standing, so his groundkeeper's probably dead.
Exactly, right?
Okay, because it's usually out like that. Now, when you first find... You might have to do some fixtures, okay, and put a spring on the sides. So that way, you know, it'll open it up, all right, and shut for show. It's very okay, but after a while, you take some screws and everything. You make a hole here and in the jaw. You put the spring, and then it's fine. It's just like that, all right, to open and close. All right, so what you do? All right, so when you first open them up, all right. Do not grab it here, all right? Don't grab it by the teeth like that, all right? You grab it by the eyes or the nose. You pull out, put your finger all the way in. There's nothing there that will hurt you at all. All right, you have to make sure of that. There's nothing that can hurt you. Do not be afraid. Pull it out like that.
But yeah, there's nothing that's going to harm you.
Yeah, you're just stealing a fucking corpse.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's talking about putting screws and springs in there and shit to put it on display.
Yeah, exactly. What are you, Jeffrey Dahmer? Fuck, dude.
And you will have holes. So it's like a waste of time. Okay, so you grab it like that, and pull it forward, or so you'll have the backbone like this, all right, and you'll have ribs. Now the shirt usually turns hard, all right, so you have to break off the shirt and you have to rip it back. Now... Okay, so try and keep the real teeth in, right? The roots will pop out very, very, very easy. Okay, see, as you can see, the bone is very thin, so that's why these popped out very, very easily. I can almost pop them in, but I can't pop them in quite right. Why? Because the root, the gum was about this far, so that's why you can't push them all the way in, because that's how far it went when they were alive. Okay, now see, as you can see, these are the nostrils. Okay, for this you're gonna have to
literally
take
something, a human skull,
push it in, wrap around
it's hot.
Thin
no, I'm willing to bet it's pretty cold.
Cloth or something, push it in, yes, so that we can get that real clean on the inside.
Up and it's down, it's wrong and it's right. Yeah. Black and it's white. Yeah, so this dude, and if you want to watch the full video, there's a link in the description for the episode, and it is 26 minutes long, and it is pretty fucking disturbing. You know, so yeah, that's been why that's fucked up for the day.
All right, yeah. Wow, that was all fucked up. Sorry, Ruth.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Killing it.
Yeah, and, you know, to the person who got that Night Stalker message, I'm sorry for you. And
sorry for your... Yeah.
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 It's a bad day.
Bad day.
And, of course, you know, for this, you know, cringy little fucking loser that, you know, decided to steal a fucking human skull out of a gravestone, you know.
Kill yourselves. You should really kill yourself.
Yeah. Alrighty, so yeah, basically, if you and also if you want a DVD that it contains it, the DVD is called "Ensuring Your Place in Hell," and it's got that, and it's got a couple other really fucked up videos on it. So,
all right, yeah,
yeah, so you can get it online.
Fuck yeah,
and so yeah, but. The good news, Sam.
Oh, the good news.
There's some good news.
Let's hear this.
We have a new segment.
Oh, yes, we do. Are you excited, viewers?
I think they're very excited.
They better be fucking excited.
Right? I'm very excited.
I am sexually aroused. I'm so excited.
Exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Cringe Corner!
All right.
Alrighty, so this is the new segment called the Cringe Corner, where we look at cringy shit and try not to cringe. Right, so we got some special stuff for the first ever episode. Now, Sam, what's your feelings on government?
Ooh, the government will never change until they are all dragged from their high places and beaten in the streets.
So you're not a capitalist by any?
No, I am a broke fuck.
Okay. Okay, well, there's some good news. There's a political expert, okay, who I believe is 10.
All right, yeah, I mean, and I'm willing to listen now that he is... He still has his innocence in life.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely... innocent for sure. So this kid, he's something else.
Something else, just like the child of rage.
And you know, he wants to tell you why we need communism.
Let's fucking hear this 10-year-old
from this political expert.
Hey guys, your old pal Cenable here, and I want to make a video about why. To this day, after the time in history when it was founded, we still need communism.
Let's hear it, Tubby. Right? Let's hear it.
Right? Then I just love, he's like holding his camera and he's like walking around like in a daze and he's just like, hey guys!
We need communism!
Alrighty, let's
do it. And my testicles need to drop.
Now, for any of you who don't know, communism is the idea of a nation sharing the wealth. And while some people call it distributing, if I were to ever start a country with a communist government, wink, wink, wait 12 years.
What's that fucking wink, wink for, kid?
He's starting a communist country.
Oh, man. Yeah, what's the...
I'm glad it's so easy.
Why, if he's 10, though, why 12?
He'd be 22. So when he's 22, he's going to make his own country.
Yep.
And this motherfucker, he's just going to run it. He knows everything he needs to know about communism.
Right, right here, right now. Kid's fucking ready. He's just biding his time, waiting to strike.
Now, keep in mind, no communist country has ever worked.
Yeah.
It all turns into a dictatorship.
Because fucking humans don't know how to handle shit.
Exactly. They don't share the wealth.
No. One will hoard it all and give scraps to the peasants.
Kim Jong-un.
Kim Dong-un.
Yeah. All right.
I'd probably make it, like, have these company, like, these buildings, which you can put in money for other people to have. You know, kind of a share. Now, I know not all communist states are like this. You can also deposit candy. But still, distributing is just as fine as sharing it. Well, I'm not explaining why we need communism. I'm just giving the difference between distributing.
Well, thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah, it really, really cleared it up for me. I was getting a little confused there.
Yeah. Thank you, Cenable.
Because they technically are. Because, hey, a parent could make their child share a toy or something. Anyway, now on to why we actually need communism.
This would only be I would only be able to take this more seriously if he was doing the truffle shuffle while he was doing this.
Right, exactly. Dude, this kid looks exactly like the Juggalo Kid rapper.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we might just feature that on Cringe Corner this time.
Is that the one that went on Daniel Tosh?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Like, actually, it's cold out here. I have two.
He's talking about communism, complaining that it's cold.
Yeah.
What do you think Russia is, buddy?
Yeah. It's always cold in Siberia, bitch.
It's like that Eddie Izzard joke where he's just like, you know, fucking Napoleon when he wanted to invade Russia. He's like, I will kill them all. Oh, it's a bit cold. And then Hitler came in and he's just like, you know, I have a better idea. No, no, no. It's the same idea. It's cold.
Two reasons. One, poor people. We really can't have poor people. It's not good for like a whole class of people to be poor.
You're right. People we should purge.
Exactly. We'd
fucking purge, kid. I get what you're saying. We're starting it right now. Purge.
That should be the title of this video. Why we need the purge.
Why we need the purge for communism.
Right.
Money. We can't just let people be around, just be homeless because as they can't get jobs. Money is important, so that's another reason we need communism.
Everybody needs money, so we need communism.
Right? Well, it's just like, kid. What he doesn't realize is, like, most communist places, there's no money to spread around.
Yeah, there's only potatoes. And, what, fucking beets?
Yeah, exactly. Give or take.
Vodka too.
And toilet paper. Yeah, we distribute toilet paper, so you get your one roll for the week.
Oh, God.
And secondly, some people might say, oh, we have welfare. Welfare just promotes lazy people.
Oh, yes.
I mean, it's a fair point, but at the same time, if like what disability could be considered welfare? And if someone is genuinely disabled, fuck you, kid. Like,
yeah, there's a lot of people that need disability, and then there's...
He doesn't have full function of his arms and legs, but, you know, he's lazy.
Yeah, but then you got people, like, out here where their parents, like, get them in the system early, so by the time they turn 18, they can just go ahead and get on fucking disability.
Yeah.
Because they know their kids are going to be worthless shits.
Right.
And I don't know, I don't know... But I'm pretty sure welfare, especially down in the United States, costs a bit of moolah.
Where the fuck is this kid? Is this kid Canadian? Down in the United States.
I don't know.
Is this kid fucking Canadian?
I have no fucking clue.
I blame Ryan Gosling.
Right.
That fucking Canadian with his piercing blue eyes.
Hey, dude, Blade Runner 2049 was sweet.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
God, those eyes.
All those morons saying that communism is the same as welfare, you can go leave because you are just an absolute moron. Just look up the definition of that. I'm sorry I got a little heated, but...
I wish I was this child's parent so I could just stand there and stare at him, shaking my head, letting him finish this before beating him mercilessly, locking him in a closet.
What would be the best part is if this video ends with, like, you know, her going like, Ryan, what are you doing out there?
Nothing, Mom.
Exactly. Coming. You know what I mean?
Dinner ready?
Say it's the same as welfare. I get really angry. Anyway, yeah, that's
he gets
why we
triggered.
Still
he just gets triggered.
Communism, bye.
Right? That didn't say why we need communism.
That was just a little kid ranting.
Right? It's just a little kid saying, welfare is for lazy people. And number one, I'm offended because, you know, I'm poor.
Yeah, so I'm poor as shit, so and I can't even get welfare.
Yeah, so don't say that the fucking world doesn't need me.
Yeah, the world needs ditch diggers.
Right?
We are needed.
Exactly, exactly. Oh, shit. So basically, the next thing we're going to look at on the Cringe Corner.
Oh, yeah.
Sam, are you familiar with Juggalos?
I am.
Okay, so you know that there's a heated debate between ICP fans and Eminem fans.
There has been for a while.
Exactly.
Especially since they tried to book Eminem with them and even went ahead and like made flyers and shit.
No, it's not even that. It was the opposite. Eminem was promoting, because I've read Behind the Paint.
Because
you got to know your enemy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The whole deal was that Eminem was promoting the Slim Shady EP, which was the first thing he put out. Besides Infinite, and he put like appearances, and he put like named like all the big rappers in Detroit, including ICP, and they were just like, "Fuck you, we're not showing up," and they dissed him on a fucking track, and he was just like, "Oh well, I'll fucking come at you," and everything like that.
See, I heard they met him, and then they pulled paintball guns on him.
That was later on.
Okay.
After the whole fucking drama, because like it all came out because on the Slim Shady LP, Eminem said in a song, he said, "Fuck ICP, buy my CD."
Oh, yeah.
And they responded by taking his song "My Name Is" and they made it into a song called "Slim Anus" and everything like that.
I heard that one.
Yeah, exactly. Then that went forward with the Marshall Mathers LP, the actual song Marshall Mathers itself, where he's talking about faggot too dope and silent gay and shit like that. You know, repping Detroit, but you live 20 miles away and shit like that.
Yeah.
So basically, if you don't know, Juggalos are the fans of ICP. And there's two types, Juggalos and Juggalettes. And
of course.
And this is the story of an angry Juggalette.
An angry Juggalette?
Yeah.
Oh, let's hear it.
It's hard to tell, though, because she kind of looks like Chris Farley.
Oh.
But she got really mad about Eminem fans and decided to take to YouTube to talk about it.
I mean, that's just the right thing to do.
Right? Meanwhile, she looks like every kid who's gone to Warped Tour. Alrighty, so let's do this.
Yeah, let's take a listen.
Eminem fans, you don't like Psychopathic Records? Why the fuck are you listening to them then still? Going on our shit, leaving us messages, toying with us? We Juggalos are hard individuals. You can't break us. You can't.
Pretty sure your therapist couldn't even get through to you.
Right? She goes, "We're hard. We don't. You can't break us." But this is clearly the sign of breaking.
Yeah, breaking point right here.
Fucking hate you, raunchy, cock sucking pieces of chocolate.
Chocolate?
Is that an insult?
Chocolate.
Maybe she was just getting a little hangry.
Right. Like, she's already saying cocksucking, motherfucking, everything like that, but she goes, "Chocolate? Why didn't you just say shit?"
Fuck your life. If you still hating after 10 years. Now, if any of my family had seen that, I'm fucking sorry, but I am sick and tired of Eminem fans coming after fucking Juggalos and Juggalettes.
Juggalos
and Juggalettes.
Juggalos and Juggalettes.
She was still trying to say chocolate when she said that. Right.
Let me give you a quick fucking lesson learned here, okay? Eminem deserves to be cut up and put in mouth like he fucking really is.
Put in what?
Put in mouth.
Put in mouth.
She's saying Eminem is an Eminem.
Okay.
Okay.
An M. Because my homies from Colorado.
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 To Jersey.
To Joyzy.
To PA!
It's a weird sensation to be cringing and laughing like this.
God. California! To Wisconsin!
Wisconsin!
I'm fucking dying over here.
To London!
Can we get a hold of this person and have her call in on the show?
Dude, that'd be amazing.
We gotta get, like, the Text Now app so she doesn't get one of our real numbers.
I want her to have my real number. Just call me up. She's just like, I'm in Wisconsin!
There has been fallen juggalos because of some shit that some Eminem fan had started.
Now, how great would it be if her mom walks in? Why are you yelling?
Sweetie, come read the Bible with me.
With fucking telling every juggalo that Shaggy and Jay shot each other.
What the fuck?
Now, let me... spin on this for you. They did not kill each other. They have been doing shows. They have been doing fine.
Fine.
Now, Eminem fans, do you really want some of my juggalos to start going to shows and start starting shit?
Huh? Are they like Neopets? My juggalos.
My juggalos.
Be sure to pick up the new Juggalo Go app.
My little juggalo.
Family is magic.
You can catch juggalos by throwing little AR hatchets at them on your phone.
Be sure to get the new Juggalo Go app.
Because you leave us alone, will you leave you alone?
Everybody wants to leave you alone.
Fucking discussion.
End of discussion.
All right, absolutely. I'm all right with that. I'm all right with not hearing any more from her, but I do want her to call in.
Right. Oh, shit.
Jesus.
Fucking autoplay.
God. Fucking juggalos. How fucking old is that kid?
Oh, God, I don't fucking know.
She's... I hope that's not, like, a legal adult.
She has to be, like, 14. God. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wisconsin! Oh, shit. And, like, people like this is the reason why people hate juggalos and juggalettes, yeah. Is because literally, like, they
just act like white trash.
Exactly, dude. Like, I remember there was this guy, back in, like, the fucking, like, early days of YouTube. I'm talking, like, 2006. And this motherfucker, like, he put out a video, and it's called Jordo Hates Juggalos. And, like, he's just, like, going on, he's just like, fuck juggalos. I fucking hate juggalos and everything like that. And, like, they swarmed his channel, like, nonstop. And it was funny because, like, he made a response video. He was just like, just so you know, I was just doing it to troll you all, and you took the bait like you wouldn't believe. He's like, yeah. I don't even give a fuck about juggalos at all.
You have given me the power.
Right? Oh, shit. Oh, man. All right. We're going to be right back on the Church Absurd. This guy paid for some advertiser space. He said he's got a furniture store in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
So yeah. We'll be right back on the Church Absurd.
Hi there. Bill Sarsgaard here from Bill's Furniture Shop. And I'm here to let you know we got some really fantastic deals coming in, and we got a new item that just dropped, and it's my couch. I'm willing to let it go for really cheap, and you know, full disclosure, it's the couch my wife cheated on me on. So I haven't cleaned it. It's got some stains on there, but it's real cheap. You know, I'll give it away for about $5, okay? And I gotta get this damn thing out of my sight. So if you come down to Bill's Furniture Shop, I'll cut you a really good deal. I'll even throw in a Lazy Boy, okay? Just get this terrible reminder of the failure of my marriage out of my sight, okay? Like I said, I'll sell it to anybody, except if you're a lying whore named Kathy. Kathy, I've started the divorce proceedings, okay? So come on down to Bill's Furniture, located down the road. Thank you, Bill Sarsgaard. If you want quality furniture, you ask for Bill.
And welcome back to the Church Absurd. I'm your host, Reverend Jess, and joined by Deacon Sam. Sam, do you feel bad for Bill?
I want to.
Yeah.
I really do. Yeah. It seems like a pretty good case of low T.
You know, right? And like the poor bastard. I mean, you know, I kind of want to buy his couch.
Yeah, let's buy that couch.
Yeah, let's buy that couch. Okay. So as always, you know, we always, at least from episode two on, we like to end the show with a game. So it's it's game time.
Game time. Everyone loves a game.
All right. It's time to play the game. Time to play the game! And we have a very special guest here for the game tonight, and it's her first time actually like performing on the podcast itself, not just the after service reception. Please welcome Sister Christian to the show.
Hello.
Now you came up with a game for us today, and what is it?
It's quotes. Who said it? Putin or Bernie?
Bernie Sanders.
Mm-hmm. Feeling the burn.
I don't want to hear about the goddamn emails. No more emails.
Okay. Oh, shit. All right. So, as always, if we're correct, we'll hear this. And if we're wrong, we'll hear this. Alrighty. So, yeah, let's do this thing. All right. So, it's me versus Sam. Loser sings karaoke.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Okay, round one. What being a socialist means is that you hold out a vision of society where poverty is absolutely unnecessary, where international relations are based on greed, but on cooperation.
That's Putin.
Bernie.
Sam is correct. I'm losing. If I fucking have to sing karaoke again, I'm gonna kill somebody. Alrighty.
Round two. Terrorism has no nationality or religion.
Bernie.
Putin.
Booyah!
Fuck me, god damn it. Sam's correct again. I swear to god, dude, if I have to sing karaoke.
what are we gonna have you sing this time?
That's I'm gonna sing Take On Me. I'm gonna make the fucking chorus go, fuck you, Sam. Oh shit. Alrighty, so next one, please.
Round three. Those who fight corruption should be clean themselves.
Bernie.
Putin.
Who said Putin?
Fuck! Three for three! Got the fucking hat trick!
God damn it. I don't fucking, like, that's the thing, like, because, like,
she made a very valid point not to share any of this with me, by the way.
Really?
He didn't even know what the topic was.
No, I did not until I asked her a little earlier.
God damn it. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Okay, round four. Good environmental policy is good economic policy.
Bernie.
Bernie.
Oh, okay, so I finally got a fucking point. Fantastic.
But, yeah, we tied that one.
We didn't tie that one. You're still beating me by two, or by three.
Yeah.
All right, fuck me. God damn it.
Round five, I think.
Okay.
I think we should not control the internet.
Bernie.
Putin.
Putin.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, I'm coming up behind you, bitch. All right.
Round six. In 49 countries around the world, including all of Europe, people have the opportunity of knowing whether or not they are eating food which contains genetically engineered ingredients.
Bernie.
Putin.
Bernie.
Fuck.
Booyah!
That sucks. I hate my life. Alright, so I got two. You got what, five?
Seems like it. How many questions do we have?
I think like 11
or 12.
Wait,
you got one wrong, so you got four. I got two, you got four.
We are round seven.
Okay,
round.
All right, let's just keep on going.
Yeah, I'm going to fucking lose. What's the point?
I was about to give you the chance to concede, but, you know.
If you get all of the rest of them right, then you might not lose.
Well, so if I get one more wrong, I'm fucked. Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's say if Sam gets one more wrong, okay. We go to the same point level.
Oh, here it is. He's trying. He's trying.
I don't want to fucking sing again.
I don't want to sing either.
I know, but it's only fair. I sang on the last one.
No.
I'll tell you what. If we... we'll do a duet.
Just don't lose.
We'll do a duet.
All right, we'll do a duet.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right, let's...
Okay.
Next round is a historical phenomenon that in 250 years, a nation can move from a colony into the most prosperous nation of the world and the leader of the world.
Barney.
Putin.
It was Putin.
Damn it.
You guys are tied now.
Okay. Yeah. All righty.
Okay.
How many rounds are there?
I think there's 12.
Oh, God. Plenty of time for me to fuck off.
Okay. All I can say is that if you check my record going back a long time, I have stood with those who are hurting. I have stood with those who have no money.
And Bernie.
Bernie.
Okay, so we're still tied. God damn it. All right.
It's alarming that military intervention in internal conflicts in foreign countries has become commonplace for the United States.
Bernie.
Bernie.
It's Putin.
Oh.
Oh, fuck. So we're still tied.
Yeah, still tied.
Still tied there, bud.
Yeah. Right. Pretty good kick in the knackers.
As the nation at last confronts global warming, it is no time for denial, greed, cynicism, or pessimism.
Bernie.
Bernie.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, because he was fucking really pissed off about Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
No references to the need to fight terror can be an argument for restricting human rights.
Putin.
Putin.
Okay. Last one.
We're going to fucking duet.
All right. Let's do it.
Fascism should be more appropriately called corporatism because it is a merger of state and corporate power.
Barney.
Putin.
Mussolini, bitches.
Oh, damn it.
So we're duetting.
All right.
All right. So we're going to sing What in the Butt now.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
It's a really disturbing video.
Yeah, that is.
You're going to hear the fucking random ass lyrics in the background because we couldn't find a karaoke version.
Yeah.
I said what in the butt. 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 You want to do it in my butt? In my butt. You want to do it in my butt? In my butt. You want to do it in my butt? In my butt. Let's do it in my butt. Okay. Disturbing. Why are we doing this?
Why is she videotaping
what,
us?
In the butt. I said what in the butt. I said what in the butt. I said what in the butt. You want to do it in my butt? In my butt. You want to do it in my butt? In my butt. You want to do it in my butt? In my butt. Let's do it in the butt. Okay.
It's okay.
There you go, folks. All right,
there it is, folks.
That's what in the butt.
It's what in Sister Christian's butt.
Alrighty. So I think that's going to do it this week for the Church Absurd. As always, check out the Fat Lulz Radio Associated shows and the Fat Lulz Radio Originals. The Fat Lulz Radio Originals are such as the Fickle Fanboy with RPM, the Designated Drinkers, the Unseriously Serious podcast, as well as the League of Infuriated Nerds. And if you want to be featured on That Bad Boy, just send your nerd rant over to fatlulzradio@gmail.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook, Fat Lulz Radio, Twitter, @FatLulzRadio, on Instagram, Fat Lulz Radio Pods.
And at Hangry Pitbull,
as well as RevJess_FL Radio. That's us on Twitter right there. And the Fat Lulz Radio Associated shows, be sure to check them out, Robin Slim and From the Bottom. And as always, we appreciate you listening. Be sure to send us hate mail.
Send it all our way.
Send us hate mail to fatlulzradio@gmail.com, subject Church Absurd Hate Mail. And also, if you want to send us anything, the P.O. Box number, P.O. Box 1235, Campton, Kentucky, 41301, addressed to The Church Absurd, Reverend Jess. We appreciate you listening to this episode.
Send dildos.
Yeah, next week you can expect some more fucking ridiculous shit, and
kill some time with us.
Exactly. And as always, go in peace and tear the world to pieces!
They're fucking in front of me! They're fucking in front of me!
In this world of make-believe, your children are sexualized. Fuck so pretty, you and me.
This has been a Fat Lulz Radio production. To hear more shows like this, go to soundcloud.com/FatLulzRadio.
Market, can I help you?
Hi, is this Elmart?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
When do you guys start doing the breakfast sandwiches?
I think they're generally ready about 6 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. Do you guys make a lot of them when you do them? Because I got a whole group of Bigfoot hunters that we gotta feed.
So we got one woman that comes in the morning and starts making stuff. If you want to order, what do you want exactly?
Well, I need about 35 breakfast sandwiches because my Bigfoot hunting group is going out in the morning.
What do you want? Egg, cheese, and.
I mean that'd be fine. I'm looking for food that Bigfoot could eat, you know.
Well, I think Bigfoot would eat anything, man.
I don't know why you're laughing, man. This isn't a laughing matter.
Okay, have a nice night.
What happened exactly?
Somebody called here, and I thought about not answering the phone because.
Oh yeah, because it's night shift, so why would you?
Yeah, and I answered it. Someone was calling earlier, and I didn't answer it, so I decided I was finally going to answer this. So I picked it up, and they go, what time do you guys have breakfast sandwiches ready? And I'm like 6 o'clock, I think.
Oh, early go, for well, breakfast sandwiches.
I got to feed a bunch of guys, so I go, what kind do you want or whatever? It's like, and when is this going on? He's like, well, we're Bigfoot hunting, and I got to feed a bunch of Bigfoot hunters. I go, okay. I go, what kind of sandwiches you want? You know, like biscuit and egg or whatever. And he goes, well, I don't care, man. Just, you know, whatever kind of sandwiches, you know, for these Bigfoot hunters. Or I said something anyway. I kind of, at that point, I knew it was someone fucking around. I go, okay, man, have a nice night. And I started laughing. He goes, I don't know why you're laughing. This is, you know, we're a serious group. And I go, okay, man, have a nice night. And I hung the phone up, but I heard him say something before I hung the phone up to, like, start laughing or something to somebody, or I don't know what.
Or playing. Yeah, if anything, it might have been Lonnie. Because yeah. Lonnie legitimate.
Used to work here, and he legitimately does.
Yeah.
Was he assistant manager?
No, he worked in Reds.
No, it's scrawny little guy.
Well, even
graveling,
if he was.
Graveling,
I mean, what am I going to tell her to do? Make 100 fucking. Breakfast sandwiches and then not have the guy show up.
I get it, but
I was gonna tell him, dude, you're gonna have
Lonnie,
to come in.
Lonnie legitimately hunts Bigfoot with a couple of my neighbors.
Yeah, right? No bullshit.
Well, that's fine. I don't have a problem with someone wanting to, you know, go out and screw around in the woods. But
yeah, it's not like the thought of my dog maybe getting shot because he mistakes it for a Bigfoot.
You'd have to be a real retard, but there are retards.
You've never
people.
Met Lonnie. Yeah. You've never met Lonnie.
I mean, clearly, I mean,
people
you should know.
Donkeys have gotten shot during deer season. And
he called. He apparently just called up here asking for breakfast sandwiches. So clearly, you have an idea of how ridiculous he can be.
I don't know if that was him because a guy and a girl came in earlier.
Well, what did his voice sound like?
Well, it sounded like Lonnie. I don't know who Lonnie is.
But did it sound gravelly? Like, because if it's
if it was
gravelly, that'd be.
But right. Lonnie, a girl Lonnie's came in and they tried to buy some shit and she didn't have the money and she said it was on her credit card. And I said, honey, I gotta go buy this. She went over there and checked out that thing and I'd already told her, it doesn't matter what that tells you, I gotta go buy what this tells me. And so she comes back over and says, and the guy that was really got snotty, he goes, she got $44 freaking dollars on here. And I said, I already told you, it doesn't matter what that says. You don't gotta get snotty. Well, you were the one that just got snotty. You know, they walked out and left the coffee and. Sitting up here and stuff. And I go, asshole? And he's then he's fingering me and I'm fingering him and the guy that's standing here is cracking up. Laughing at
you finger down. A lot of people while you're working.
I wish.
Alrighty. Welcome to the after sermon reception. Indeed. It's a lot later than we usually record. It's about 3 a.m. So the only options for food in this town was the gas station.
Yeah. Snacks.
Sam, what are you eating?
Buffalo blue cheese combos. What about you, sir?
I'm eating a Jack Link's Wild Original XXL jerky stick.
He took it from the hands of Bigfoot himself.
Indeed. Because Bigfoot prefers breakfast sandwiches. I'm pretty sure he had no idea. After we, like, you know,
we confused him. It's easy to do.
when I got to the register, I pointed out the Swisher Sweet rep had been in and reset all the cigar racks and everything. It's the classic misdirection. Got his mind wandering. And then we got him talking about fingering people at work.
I'm going to add that clip. So it's literally him talking about Bigfoot. And then he's like, so I'm fingering him.
We need to remix that and put a beat behind it.
He also called our podcast a vlog.
Yeah, fucking douche. Not a goddamn blog.
We're a respectable podcast.
Totally legitimate. Everything we say on here is the fucking truth.
Yeah.
While our respective girlfriends sit in the other room shaking their heads.
Eating beef jerky.
Yeah.
There's some nice smacking on this jerky stick.
Oh, yeah. This combo is really, really crunchy.
Yeah, get a crunch in there.
Here we go.
Oh, that's a nice crunch.
So what you got planned for this week?
Well, I'm working the first, and then my hockey jersey is getting sent out on Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Sometime during this week, Letterkenny Season 1 DVD is going to come in.
Nice.
Yeah. And once that happens, I'll be a happy boy for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
What about you?
Well, gotta go buy a dog kennel tomorrow. You know, for the dog I took out of the parking lot yesterday.
Yeah.
Get that set up tomorrow and hopefully get my cabin dropped off and start putting up insulation and take a trip down to Winchester to Lowe's and get some wall paneling,
yeah,
plumbing stuff so I can hook up a toilet immediately.
What are you going to do? Like, the toilet go right into that river?
No. I wouldn't mind getting a composting toilet. But Sister Christian's dad, while renovating a house, brought us an antique toilet and sink and a vanity mirror. Pepto-Bismol pink.
Nice.
I mean, they are legitimately, you know, 50, 60 years old.
Yeah.
If sold, could be a couple hundred bucks a piece, because they are both in perfect condition and are just antiques. Perfectly usable.
No kidding. Yeah. I've switched what I'm eating now. Right now I'm eating a blueberry cheese Danish.
Delicious.
It is.
We had a... With the way the ordering goes now, we get a lot of forced order stuff at our store. We got the ooey gooey butter cakes.
Nice.
Still need to try one.
I can't remember if I tried one or not. I've sampled many things from the gas station.
I mean, it's butter and cake, so it's gonna be delicious.
It's gonna be diabetes.
It's gonna be god fucking awful for you, but it's gonna taste so right.
It's always pretty relaxing.
Yeah, it is. I'm just eating stuff. Making people listen to our mouth sounds.
A good thing for April Fool's Day would be like an hour and 15 minutes of this.
We should prepare like an entire meal. Multi-course meal for that.
What? If I can get Alter Shiver Jonathan to come over and talk like Gordon Ramsay the whole time.
Shit.
Well, I think it's time we, call it a day. So, thank you very much for listening to the After Service Reception. Can't wait to hear from you next time on the Church Absurd.
Yeah, make sure and leave us some comments. Tell us how you feel about the show. And,
anything that we say during the show, you might have some questions on or a little bit of feedback, please.
Yeah.
Comment. Hit us up on the Twitter.
Yeah.
Or Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. I hope you folks have a good weekend. And try not to masturbate too much.
Get a good...
Masturbate, but don't do it too much, you know. You might be saying, oh, there's no such thing as too much masturbation. But there is.
Chafing is real bad.
Yeah, chafing. Chafing's real bad.
Yeah. All right, folks. Take care of yourselves and each other. And we'll see you next time.